This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In New Hampshire, voters are going to the polls as the nation's first Democratic primary is ongoing. AP correspondent Julie Walker has a report.
Before the polls even opened in Manchester at 6 a.m., Pete Buttigieg was greeting voters waiting in line. He says he's feeling very good about his prospects. Meanwhile, polls had already opened at midnight in three tiny communities. Michael Bloomberg won Dixville Notch with two write-in votes, while Amy Klobuchar won in Hart's location and in Millsfield.
We're going to have a pretty good night tonight.
Elizabeth Warren handed out donuts at a polling station in Portsmouth, where she said there's a difference between her and Bernie Sanders.
I don't want to be critical. It's just a difference.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says despite being what he calls an underdog, he feels good about his chances in New Hampshire. I'm Julie Walker.
An unprecedented number of people are fleeing for their lives in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations says nearly 700,000 people have fled Idlib and surrounding areas in just over the last 10 weeks. Many have been forced to flee several times since Syria and its Russian allies launched a military offensive 9 months ago to retake Idlib, the last rebel stronghold in the country. Jens Laerke is a spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
This latest displacement compounds an already dire humanitarian situation on the ground there. And protection, shelter, water, food, sanitation and hygiene material, health and emergency education are all urgent priorities.
Aid agencies are increasing their humanitarian operations in response to the unfolding tragedy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. We have a mobile app you can download, and you're listening to VOA News. Sudan's ruling council has agreed to hand over former President Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court. The government says it's part of efforts to achieve justice and sustain peace in the Darfur region. Naba Mohedin reports from Khartoum.
Sovereign Council member Mohamed Taishi addressed reporters Tuesday in South Sudan's capital. Attaishi says they agreed to put everyone who has arrest warrants on trial at the ICC. Taishi adds it's not possible to achieve justice unless it's cured the pain with justice itself. He says they can't deny that crimes against humanity and war crimes were committed against innocence in Darfur. It was not immediately clear when Bashir or other three Sudanese nationals wanted by the ICC might be handed over. A member of the Rebel Justice and Equality Movement told VOA on Tuesday that the government and Darfur rebels must first reach a final peace agreement. Naba Mohedin for VOA News, Khartoum.
Lebanese security forces Tuesday clashed with protesters near the parliament building in downtown Beirut. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Crowds tried to stop lawmakers even reaching the heavily barricaded parliament. But the session went ahead, as riot police fired tear gas at demonstrators calling for new elections. Hundreds were injured. Protesters accused Lebanon's successive governments of entrenched corruption and decades of state waste, the roots of a financial crisis made worse by months of unrest. And the new government, they say, is no different. Prime Minister Hassan Diab, who took office last month, called for painful steps to address the crisis and for Lebanon to seek foreign help. It's already one of the world's most heavily indebted states, and leading politicians are calling for the IMF to push through a rescue plan.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. As the death toll from the new coronavirus outbreak exceeds 1,000 people, the top two health officials in central China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, have been removed from their posts. Chinese state media reported Tuesday that Zheng Jin, the Communist Party boss of Hubei's Provincial Health Commission, and Liu Yingzi, the commission's director, have been dismissed. The firings come a day after another 103 deaths were reported in Hubei province, where millions remain under lockdown, and people are complaining of food shortages. Nearly 43,000 cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed across China. Australian authorities say heavy rain could extinguish all of the fires in New South Wales state by the end of the week. Parts of eastern Australia have been seeing their heaviest downpours in more than 30 years. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.